Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about celebrating Veterans Day with you today. And, you know, folks, as a member of the military for many years, I wore the uniform for 15 years. I think about, and of course, as you know, the Veterans Day is different from Memorial Day. Memorial Day, we celebrate the lost. And those who paid the last full measure. Veterans Day encompasses everyone, living and the lost. And those who served, those who lived to tell about it. And those who served as well as those who served and didn't. And so when you've been around the military as long as I was, and on this earth as long as I have, You learn how to be philosophical about events. You see things coming and going in America. You see one party in control one era, another party in control another era, and over all the times that happens, if you hang around long enough, you become philosophical about it because you believe in the system, you believe in what's happened, you believe that things come and go, they ebb and flow. Democracy is, I think of democracy as being heavily influenced by Newton's third law of motion. For every action there's an equal and opposite reaction. And so our country has been in the throes of that law forever, since day one. There are people on both sides of an issue going back and forth at each other till something's worked out in the middle. And that's the secret of our success. That's our special sauce. But when it comes time to deciding, when it comes down to determining which way we're going to go, somebody has to win. Somebody has to decide. In a small business, a smart founder, a smart owner will get all the input that from his or her people to help make a decision. But at some point in time, a decision has to be made. And that decision makes some people happy and it makes other people not happy. That's the way it works. But then the next time around, you get to put your best foot forward again. And maybe your angle, maybe your version of reality or your idea wins next time. But both of them can't have everything you want. And hopefully, history tells us that we've made a lot of compromises and that has been the key to our success. Finding common ground in the middle. The problem we have in America today, and again, I'm speaking as a veteran here. When I think about the changing of the guard in Washington, I think about the military. One of the first things I think about is the military, because one bad decision and we're putting people in harm's way again. I worry about that. And so the problem we have in America today, though, is that compromise is not something that we're doing very well. The parties want it their way. And there are people in America who are willing to do whatever it takes. They're willing to not play by the rules. And those people, in my opinion, are not part of the solution. They're part of the problem. On whichever side of the aisle they're on. And we have to... One of the things we have to do in America today, folks, and this is, we could change everything overnight if we would just acknowledge this. I am not your enemy. You, my American friend, are not my enemy. The enemy is Iran. The enemy is the Communist Party of Russia, of China. The enemy is Vladimir Putin. The enemy is the guy in North Korea. They're the people who want to undermine us. If we will focus on the fact that you and I are not enemies, we're Americans. We have a gazillion things in common that we should be fighting for together. And we have a handful, you could probably come up with maybe 50 things that we completely disagree on. But that leaves a gazillion more that we should find common cause in. Why are we fighting to the death over these 50 things? Why can't we recognize that? Why can't we identify these gazillion things that we find that we have common cause in, and then focus on the people who want to undermine us? There are forces, and I'll tell you something else, folks. We have to understand this. It is appropriate that we say that I'm talking about this on Veterans Day. These forces have become entrenched in America. And I'm going to call them out. Antifa is an entrenched anti-American force. Black Lives Matter has become an entrenched anti-American force. And it has nothing to do with social justice. Quick break. I'm Jim Blessington. Happy Veterans Day. God bless America.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.